elevation. To provide the necessary uplift to slaves, the Prophet, peace be upon him, pushed his efforts at brotherhood, matrimony, social participation, and many merciful teachings by which they were smoothly blended into the society of free people. In Al-Madina, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, forged the bonds of brotherhood between the Muhajirin, emigrants, and the Ansar, supporters, without regard to wealth or social status. He, peace be upon him, united as brothers some of the freed slaves with some of the free dignitaries of the Arabs, Bilal bin Rabah, who was a black slave, as brother of Khalid bin Ruwayah, his freedman Zayd as brother of his uncle Hamza, and Kharaja bin Zayd as brother of his father-in-law Abu Bakr. This brotherhood was a true bond, equivalent to a blood connection and entailed inheritance. Ibn Abbas said, when the emigrants came to Al-Madina, an emigrant used to inherit a supporter, and vice versa, in place of their own blood relatives because of the bond of brotherhood which the Prophet, peace be upon him, had established between them, which was abrogated, inheritance through the bond of brotherhood, upon revelation of the ayah. And to everyone, we have appointed heirs, An-Nisa 4, 33. Still, this was not enough in the eyes of the Prophet, peace be upon him. He, peace be upon him, gave his niece, Zainab bint Jish, in marriage to his freedman Zayd. Marriage was a very sensitive issue, especially to a free woman. She only accepted to marry someone above her and refused to have a husband inferior to her in descent, family, or wealth. She felt that this would debase her social standing and humble her pride. However, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, was aiming at a loftier goal, which was to elevate the slaves from the dark abyss into which unjust humanity had thrust them, to the rank of the greatest masters of Quraysh. Still, this was not enough in the eyes of the Prophet, peace be upon him. He, peace be upon him, deputed his freedman Zayd to be the leader of an army composed of the Muhajirin and the Ansar, among whom were the masters of the Arabs. When Zayd was martyred, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, entrusted the leadership of the army to his son, Usama bin Zayd. Although Abu Bakr and Umar were in the army, the two ministers of the Messenger, peace be upon him, and his successors. Thus, the Prophet, peace be upon him, did not stop at the restoration of rights but also granted the capable and qualified freedmen leadership and presidency over free people. You should hear and obey, even if the one made your chief was an Abyssinian, Ethiopian, slave whose head looks like a raisin. Within a few years of reformation, their community attained a level of kindness and nobility unmatched by any other place or time. Some freed slaves were even unwilling to leave their former masters, although they were capable of that, after they had become financially independent and had developed within themselves the ability to shoulder their own responsibility. They considered their masters their own folk, having what resembled the ties of blood connecting them to one another. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "The freed slave of a people is from themselves." Umair, the freedman of Abu Lam, narrated, "I was a slave of Abu Lam. I asked the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, can I give some charity from my master's wealth? He, peace be upon him, said, yes, and the reward shall be, shared, between you both, two halves."